donegalgoodfoodtavern.com.
Website that you put up and you forget about for a few years. We've created a Facebook page with videos for recipe demonstrations, for live music, for you know demonstrations on how to do different items. In addition to that, we've created a Twitter feed for items of interest for local food, for any local food producers that have any new items that they would like to be featured in it, for any activities that are going on in the local bars, for any new food ideas that are coming up within the taverns. So what I'd just like you to do is to let you know that we have these sheets around the bar. If any of you are lucky enough to have nice smartphones, that you can automatically like us on Facebook or connect to us on Twitter. In the back room, we have the introduction to the taverns video. So if any of you like to go into the back room and have a look at the videos and the photo screens, etc. Or if any of us would like to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, give us a good review in TripAdvisor, follow us on our YouTube account, we'd be absolutely delighted. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Minister McGinley, up for a minute, if you would just make his way through the room. And congratulations both to Denny on his promotion as Minister and to Thomas on his election as Deputy. It's a great achievement for the constituency. And here you are, Denny.
Thank you very much, Hugh. And I just want to say initially that I'm only deputising for a more senior minister who sends us regrets that he can't be here this afternoon. And I want to emulate what Joe and others have said, that this is not my first visit to this iconic establishment either. I spent many, many years as a guest of the lady of this house, who's no longer with us, listening to the queue in the front room there, where I listened to the confessions of this parish. So you know now where the grey hair has come from. Thankfully it didn't stand on my head, but it got grey. So, but I'm delighted to be here, and I want to, it's a very important occasion, a significant occasion, and I want to congratulate the Tavernans who have taken the imaginative and constructive initiative of initiating this new idea. It's a great idea because the Irish pub, or the Irish tavern, and Irish food are so important. The Irish pub, you know, has been the centre of, you know, social centre of the parishes throughout Ireland. Yes. And indeed, some of the discussions that took place in the Irish pubs were more important than discussions that took place in places that I'm more familiar with these last number of years, if you know what I mean. So it's great to have the Irish pub and to have Irish food and the two together. They're both iconic. And, you know, our food, and particularly our fish, is well known throughout Europe, and the tables are the best restaurants in the world, and why would we not have it here in our own area? So Hugh and the other taverns who have come in, I want to compliment you and wish you the best. The last point I want to make, Mark, without being political, is that the government does recognise the importance of tourism and the importance of catering and the importance of the hotel and that sort of industry. And one of the things that happened last week is that, you know, that has been reduced on food and so on and catering and hotel accommodation by 13.5% to 9%. It's a pity we weren't here 20 years ago to do something about the fishing as well.
Yeah,
you know, we are here now and we're just in for a number of weeks, 5 or 6 or 7 weeks, and we know that more can be done about fishing, but that's another day's work. So again, Hugh and all the others, some of the best known taverns in this county have started this. I hope it's an initiative that will be followed by many others, because we do have the products, we have the pub, we have the products, whether it's fish or even lamb. It's the next thing to organic lamb that you have anywhere in Europe or in the world. So it's a great combination and it's an imaginative approach, and I just wish you the very best. Thank you very much.